WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn. Israel agrees to a deal. There will be a pause in fighting with Hamas that includes the release of 50 hostages over a four-day period.
The Israeli government approved it. Hamas then welcomed it. The first hostage exchange of the month-and-a-half-old latest Mideast war. Coupled with a short timeout in the fighting and the Israeli attacks that have followed the October 7th Hamas attack.
There's going to be a pause in fighting when these 50 hostages are released and 150 Palestinian prisoners. But this pause in fighting could actually be extended if Hamas agrees to release more prisoners.
CBS's Robert Berger in Jerusalem. U.S. officials expect at least three Americans to be among those released. They say the first group could number more than 50. In addition to that, correspondent Margaret Brennan says
Israel would allow 300 trucks per day to go into Gaza, including those carrying fuel for generators in hospitals.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu insists,
"We have a difficult decision, but it's the right decision. The war effort will not be hurt."
Tom Foti, CBS News.
Well, back here in the U.S., the great holiday getaway is on. Millions of people taking trains, planes, and automobiles to their destinations. With the roads and airports already jam-packed, Jennifer Bonham at Chicago's Union Station says she's glad she's taking the train.
But definitely more room, more leg room, walk around, nice, you know, cafe cart that you can sit there and look at the scenery while you eat your food and have coffee.
A massive blow to Binance, the world's largest cryptocurrency exchange. The company agreed to a roughly $4 billion settlement with the U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland on the charges.
Binance has agreed to plead guilty to willfully violating the Bank Secrecy Act, knowingly failing to register as a money transmitting business, and willfully violating the International Emergency Economic Powers Act.
He says the settlement's one of the largest corporate penalties in U.S. history. North Korea's first military spy satellite has been placed into orbit. Reporter Alex Jensen in Seoul.
Seoul's immediate position is that it's analyzing the launch while maintaining a robust defense posture with U.S. forces.
Well, many people in a small New Hampshire town are thankful for this guy. Jeffrey Holt's been living in a trailer park. He basically had nothing, no furniture, no TV, computer, or car. He rode around town on a riding lawnmower. When he died recently, a big secret was revealed. He was a multimillionaire, and he left his fortune to the town of Hillsdale. $3.8 million invested towards education, health, recreation, and culture. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
This is the story.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court heard arguments Tuesday in a lawsuit challenging the state's legislative maps. Lawyer Mark Gaber, arguing for the petitioners, suggests Wisconsin's political boundaries are some of the most out of proportion in the United States.
This shocks people across the country who look at this map. This is like foreign to what redistricting looks like.
The court will decide whether Wisconsin's maps are drawn to the point of being unconstitutional. The opening weekend of the 9-day gun deer hunt in Wisconsin was slower than last year. The Department of Natural Resources says this year's opening weekend numbers were about 16% lower than last year. Wildlife officials blame mild weather. This year's season started several days earlier than last year's. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
It's the Bucks against the Celtics. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks are in Boston tonight to take on the Celtics. Tip-off time at TD Garden, 6:30. The Bucks have a 5-game winning streak going, while Giannis, coming off Monday night's game, scoring 42 points.
I wish it was easy. I wish I could come in and score 42 every game, you know, but it's hard. You got to work extremely hard.
College hoops, the Wisconsin Badgers in Florida. For the final round of the Fort Myers tip-off tournament, they take on SMU in the championship game. NFL, the Packers play the Lions tomorrow. tomorrow in the annual Thanksgiving Day game in Detroit. Kickoff 11:30 tomorrow morning at Ford Field. Matt LaFleur says that rookie tight end Luke Musgrave had to be hospitalized after suffering an abdominal injury against the Chargers. LaFleur telling the story when this happened.
Yeah, he's got a pretty significant injury. So, you know, I think it just speaks to his toughness because he didn't... Wow. That was interesting. Was that Taylor Swift?
Yes.
Okay.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. 25 degrees by daybreak. A partly cloudy sky overnight. Light northwest winds. That wind direction goes more to the southwest on Wednesday, 44 degrees, mostly sunny skies. Thanksgiving Day, colder, 33, and mostly sunny. Currently 26 degrees.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. On air, 93.5 FM. Online, thetap.com. And on the Civic Media app. This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Broad.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Mattenair.
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. So happy to have you with us. Greg Bach is with me in studio. Calvin is on the board. And you can always call in or text at 844-967-2789. That is 844-96-PARTY. Right now, though, we are going to start off. If you are looking for some unusual gifts, perhaps for someone in your life this holiday season, this is the guy that you want to talk to. Ryan Walther is joining us. Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. How are you?
I am wonderful. Thank you. Really excited to have you here. I saw this article in the Cap Times about prank. Your company is called Pranko, which is based in Minneapolis. But before we talk about Pranko, I want to talk about your history with Wisconsin's beloved The Onion.
The only place for news.
Oh, yes. And the America's finest news source. Oh,
that's right. That's right.
By far.
Yes. Yes, yes. The beacon of truth. It is near and dear to my heart. I was fortunate enough to be an early partner in The Onion way back in the day and sold my comedic goats, I guess you could say, with The Onion and did that for, over 23 years, I believe, just when we were just a newspaper in Madison and was fortunate to be a part of its growth to, I think we did close to 20 markets for the print edition. Clinton deploys Vols to Bosnia. That was our first online article. Onion Radio News, Onion News Network, books, New York Times bestselling, Our Dumb Century, merchandise, you name it. Was part of growing that multimedia empire. So, I think of The Onion every day.
I always imagine what your editorial meetings must have been like, because it's almost like you would have three buckets. We'll have a bucket of animals, we'll have a bucket of food things, and we'll have a bucket of politicians, and throw some things at the wall and see how we can mash this all together.
Right. That's the beauty of The Onion, is the theater of the mind. Anything works. So one of my favorite lines, too, just to kind of put on that is Dwarf Falls equivalent of 10 stories. Now that is news that no one is reporting.
You know, so, I'm a huge fan. Growing up, I used to run to get the print edition. I mean, anywhere in Waukesha, we could find it. I went to go see Patton Oswalt at the Comedy Club on State about 2 weeks ago. And in the front row, he did a little bit of crowd work, and he said, "What's your name?" And I can't remember the gentleman's name. You'll probably know his name. And he goes, "What do you do?" He goes, "I'm a comedy writer." He goes, "Well, who did you work for?" He goes, "I wrote for The Onion." And for the next like 15 minutes of the show, Patton was just asking him questions. He was,
yeah.
And he goes, would I know any of your headlines? He goes, I wrote, Black Man Asks America for Change.
And yeah, so Obama elected, right? Yep. Seen begging in major cities.
Yeah,
it's the byline on that article. Yeah,
that's how influential it is. It stopped Patton Oswalt from doing stand up for like 15 minutes because he was so enamored with this gentleman in the front row.
And that's huge praise. Yeah. That's huge praise. One of my favorite stories, Ryan, and I don't remember the particulars of it, but one of your stories was picked up by an overseas government and presented as fact. It was one of the funniest things that has ever happened.
Yeah, that happened a lot. A lot of free, good press. In fact, this is the great thing about The Onion, too, is we never spent a dollar on marketing. It was all word of mouth. It was all grassroots. And it became a household name in comedy, you know, around the globe, really.
Yeah.
But that was in reference to the parody of all the stadium owners wanting new stadiums and these, you know, $2 billion stadiums that taxpayers are paying for. But the Senate demanded a new Capitol Dome in D.C. or they were going to move. And it would have been the dome would have been a retractable roof. They would have had dancing waterfalls and a wonderful parody on the stadium deal. And Beijing Times picked it up. The correspondent in D.C. saw The Onion. We had saw the print edition and verbatim picked up the paper and thought it was real. And translated it verbatim, including photos of the retractable dome and the dancing waterfalls, and put it in the Beijing Times and million copies a day that went out to. So that was all over NPR and the news that the Beijing Times was fooled by The Onion. I still don't think they understood that it wasn't real, but it was great press nonetheless.
Yeah.
Though you guys must have been high-fiving each other all over the place when that happened. What a victory.
It was great. Yeah, indeed. The old tongue-in-cheek style of news delivery. Well, you get a lot of that today anyway, but and the other thing about The Onion too is that next generation, it's kind of what we got into Pranko as well. The Onion's a parody of news, but Pranko, social commentary on news, certainly. And Pranko is a social commentary on consumerism. But it's just that younger audience at the time, it was The Daily Show and The Onion, that's where they got a sense of what was going on in this world.
Absolutely.
So we need to bring that back. Let's bring that news
back. I don't disagree
with you. That's how. So maybe someday, right?
Right. Yeah. Ryan Walther is our guest. He is one of the co-founders of Wisconsin's own The Onion, and now he is one of the co-founders of a company called Pranko. So, Ryan, tell us about Pranko's offerings.
So, I'm a empty box baron. So, what we do is sell empty boxes, but these boxes are full of entertainment. I like to liken it as an entertainment vessel. Way back in the day, my co-founder in Pranko, Eric Nordby, came to The Onion, actually, with this idea of an empty box that had what would be like a bogus-looking product on it from an inventor and or a clueless company. And it always told the line of, is this a real
product? Oh, we just lost him.
We'll wait for him to come back.
We will wait for him to come back.
Yeah. I'm on my cell phone here.
Okay.
Yeah, there we are. So he came to us with this concept of an empty box. And like I said, it looks like a fake product, or it looks like a real product. Much like The Onion, it's written in tongue-in-cheek. Each panel has a new joke displaying the product in action. And then you put the real gift inside. And when you put the real gift inside, you wrap it up, you go to the party, you give it to them. They open it up saying, what is this? Why did you get me a visorganizer, a wallet for your head, or a cheese printer, a printer that actually can put a slice of cheese on it and a picture, puts a photo on it. This year we have a squirrel hot tub. That's one of the new boxes because, you know, everybody loves squirrels,
sure.
But why not give your friend a hot tub for the backyard so the squirrels can take some time off too? So we have close to about 70 styles of these boxes now. We come out with new ones every year. And like I said, like The Onion is a social commentary on the news, Pranko is a social commentary on consumerism. So we play off a lot of trends. But like we were talking about earlier, it's a theater of the mind. So that's why the squirrel hot tub definitely works.
Oh, the cover of it is so funny. The cover, the squirrel's kicking back. He's, you know, just chilling in this little backyard hot tub. It's hilarious. I also like the what is the Fire Chief Family board game?
Oh, that's a game that you can play with your family, and it's actually you put the fire in the center of the table, and light it, and then everyone has their little extinguisher to put it out, and whoever puts it out first wins. So, of course, for those listening, this is just a joke. It's an empty box. We want to deliver laughs. We back in the day at the Onion, we couldn't keep this thing. So with Eric, we couldn't keep these in stock. And once I saw this, I kind of started to realize, you know, we all grew up with Comedy Central, The Daily Show, The Onion, Family Guy, The Simpsons. We have a great Comedy Central. We have a great regard for comedy. I always have had a great education for comedy. Then I kind of started looking into the gift industry and realizing that American Greetings and Hallmark kind of own this industry just because they have such a footprint. And they weren't really connecting with the next generation. So got to think a little bit more. And then I came to realize there's over a half a billion gifting occasions every year in the United States alone. And gifting to me was, it felt so mundane and kind of boring to shop for people and just, you know, I'm obligated to give you this card that's not going to make you laugh, right? So what we sought out to do was develop a 21st century gift company with Pranko, and came out with we're up to over 70 boxes in different styles. It's an entertainment vessel. You put the gift inside and wrap it up and give it to the person, and they become confused and eventually amused. And our job is laughter delivered. So we wake up every day and we just want to make sure that we're delivering more and more laughs through around the world.
All right, Ryan, how much are you charging for these empty boxes?
You can get these boxes for $9 on Amazon or Pranko.com. And now more than ever, this world needs a laugh. So we believe like we developed an emotion in a gift-giving situation. So we're quite happy that people are catching on. People love it. But all we want to do is bring more laughter to this world. And for this upcoming holiday, give the gift of laughter.
And again, I go back to your development meetings at Pranko. Are you guys all doing shots or something? I mean, where?
Yeah, there's no windows in our office. Put it that way.
Because I just wonder how you come up with such absurd and hilarious notions.
Yeah. Eric he's the creative director. And, you know, again, I've been cutting my teeth on The Onion for 23 years. So our lenses are a little off. So how we look at things, we look at the world through a different lens. Yep. And, he's a genius. He's able to, you know, he builds these products, the Rotowipe. I don't know if you saw that one, but that's get rid of toilet paper. And it's just a little wheel that comes up on the toilet and spins at 1500 wipes per minute. He builds these things and then he Photoshops them and takes pictures of them. And again, it's presented as this product is real. Another one that,
Ryan, I'm sorry to interrupt you. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Ryan Walther is our guest, one of the co-founders of Pranko. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You wouldn't believe me. It's too easy.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
Up US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent.
Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
K.
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matinair in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach is with me in studio. Calvin on the board. You can always check in if you want to call and or text at 844-967-2789. 844-96.
Party.
Thank you very much, Greg Bach. Or if you're watching on the live stream, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, you can also leave a comment there as well, and we will make sure to see it. We are joined by one of the co-founders of Wisconsin's The Onion, even though it's no longer Wisconsin's The Onion, and one of the co-founders of a company called Pranko, based in Minneapolis, where you can buy prank gift boxes and then actually put the real gift inside. But are people disappointed, Ryan, when they find out that, you know, the family fire department game doesn't actually exist?
It is funny that we do get a lot of I wish this really existed. Bathe and Brew coffee maker, a coffee maker for your shower head, take cream with your conditioner. So that's an example of one. But on the other side too, the Earwax candle kit, it kind of is little repulsive. It's a set where it retracts your ear, takes your ear wax from your head, and then you make candles and forms. And the image on that one on the cover is brilliant, but that certainly stops people in their tracks. But yeah, we get the pet sweep, which is little mops for your dog or your cat, so they can help around the house, keep the house clean. From the inventor Todd Lawson, who is a germaphobe, but loves pets.
Yep. Well, we lost our connection again. With Ryan Walther is our guest. He is the co.
He has a line. He is. Sorry about that. He has a line of pet products that he's a germaphobe, as I mentioned, and but he loves pets and he wants to have them in the house, but he develops this line to where the pets can help around the house, keep things clean. So we have a pranko.com or Amazon, over 70 different styles and stuff for everyone on your list. Put their real gift inside and bring the laughs this holiday season.
I am looking at the earwax candle kit and it is horrifying. Mission accomplished.
So your co-founder, your co-founder of Pranko actually makes up little prototypes of these and then photographs them and puts them on the box.
Yeah. So that is actually, what you see, the earwax is, that they use like for sealant in, plumbing. Yeah. So, it has that color, to it. So he bought a bunch of that and just put some rubber gloves on and formed a candle and, put some human hair in there and put a wick on top and took a picture and voila, we have earwax candles.
I just saw the donut dispenser.
What's that? What's the donut?
You look it up. You look it up. I'm not telling you now.
You can see all of these
the
displayed.
Donut holster is a big hit.
Yes.
The donut holster. You can see all of these at pranko.com and, as Ryan said, at amazon.com as well.
Did we lose you?
Nope.
Are you there? Nope. I think he's having some glitchy, a few glitchy problems with the live stream.
I lost you on the live stream there. So unfortunately,
We still
the
got
viewing
you.
Audience. Yeah, viewing audience can't see my face anymore. So that's probably a good thing anyway. Yeah. So
is there any pressure to expand? I mean, I'm not quite sure how you could expand.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah. We're actually, again, we want to develop that. We're getting into infomercials. So soon we'll be dropping the donut holster infomercial, actually, which would be a ton of fun. And we already have a knapsack infomercial, which is basically just a sack you can put over your head and take a nap anytime, anywhere.
The picture of the guy wearing the knapsack looks very not in good condition. Like,
yeah, REM. He was in a very deep sleep.
Yeah, there you go.
So we're going to be making infomercials against all of these boxes. So the experience of gifting can even get better, where you can show the recipient and the people at the party the infomercial while they open the gift. And we're also actually going to take this to the media, really become a media content company and bring the world of Prankle to life. Potentially, maybe doing a parody of a famous show called Shark Tank, where the Prankoverse are the entrepreneurs and inventors and present the sharks like a Spinal Tap for business. How about that?
I love that.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, it's in the works right now, and actually a former Onion writer, Maddie Pop.
Ryan, have we still got you?
So, and in addition to that, too, we have, you know, like gift wrap kit. We have a line of gift bags, which are a ton of fun. Holiday wearables, which are a ton of fun. Obviously, they have jokes on them, and they deliver laughter. So we just want to be that brand for the party. That our brand equity is laughter delivered. So everything that we do, we want to make sure that we give you the keys to the car and you can bring the laughs.
It's gotta be pretty great to work at a place where your whole day is centered around making people laugh and inventing silly things.
Yes, indeed. I get out of bed. It gets you out of bed. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
We don't take things too seriously in this world, but, that's okay. Most people should.
Well, and you just remind me of that old Saturday Night Live bit, and this is going way back, where it was, I think it was Shimmer. So it's a floor wax, and it's also a dessert topping.
I was a big Bass-O-Matic 76 fan.
That's oh, Bass-O-Matic 76 was also great. Yeah. But echoes
great
of
bass.
That.
Dan Aykroyd.
That's great bass.
That's great bass.
Indeed.
Check it out at pranko.com if you were looking for some levity this holiday season. Doesn't just have to be around the holidays. It can be for birthdays and, I'm sure, anniversaries. Weddings,
oh, every day.
Right?
Absolutely.
It's
every day. Yep. Every day is a Pranko day.
Every day is a Pranko day. Anything you can lift the curtain on? Any new prototypes in the couple of minutes we have left, Ryan?
Well, you can check out a parody of hair extensions. And we have a new box this year, pet tail extensions. So your dog has always wanted a longer tail, right? Now we have brought it for you. So, and it's so long, you can even use it as a leash, and that you can check that one out online as well. But, excellent. Yeah, keep checking back for more. We love the parody. We love the satire. We love making people laugh, and, it's a theater of the mind. And, each and every day that we wake up, we, want to make sure that people are always coming back, wondering what we're going to do next.
That's so awesome, Ryan. Thank you so very much for joining us. It's been so much fun. Ryan Walther is one of the co-founders of Pranko. You can find them at pranko.com. Have a wonderful holiday, Ryan, and we'll get you back on sometime down the road, okay?
Awesome. Thanks for the time. We appreciate it.
You bet.
Thanks.
Thank you so much. Stay with us when we come back. You have veto power over Thanksgiving side dishes. Which ones gotta go? That's coming up next on As Goes Wisconsin.
Give it away now.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
CBS News Brief. Israel and Hamas reached a deal. Israel will temporarily pause fighting and Hamas will release some hostages. The agreement's being well received by both sides. Here's the Palestinian Authority foreign minister.
We are very much pleased, like everybody else is, that innocent civilians will be released, being Israelis or Palestinians, especially women and children.
The starting time for the pause is expected to be announced within the next 24 hours and last for 4 days. The big holiday getaway is in full force. Bob Kerlick is the airport spokesman at Pittsburgh International.
We're back to business, right? We are almost fully recovered from pre-pandemic levels. The airlines have continued to add a lot of seats, a lot of new routes back into the market. And so obviously you couple that with the Thanksgiving rush, with people traveling to see loved ones, and you get a high traffic volume here at the airport.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court heard arguments Tuesday in a lawsuit challenging the state's legislative maps. Marquette University's John Johnson says the court will decide if so-called islands outside district borders are constitutional.
So they proposed a map that kept municipalities in a single district, even when the municipality was composed of pieces that didn't all touch each other.
Johnson spoke with the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network. Conservation groups are asking Governor Evers to block a proposed land exchange to build a new private golf course along Lake Michigan. Under the plan, the state would trade around 7 acres of the Black River Forest for about 9 acres of Kohler Company property. The groups say that the deal would set a bad precedent for public land use. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. 25 degrees by daybreak, a partly cloudy sky overnight, light northwest winds. That wind direction goes more to the southwest on Wednesday, 44 degrees, mostly sunny skies. Thanksgiving Day, colder, 33, and mostly sunny. It's 24 at our studios.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
What really prompted me to call is how respectful and willing to listen you are. We are human beings. People have their beliefs for a whole lot of reasons, some of them rational, maybe some of them not.
Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate the call, Stephanie. Look, we just need to listen to each other. Doesn't mean we always have to agree. I'm not going to give in on what facts are, but we do have to listen to one another if we want to try to get this country back on track.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to 93.5, The Tap, The Todd Allbaugh Show.
What really prompted me to call is how respectful and willing to listen you are. We are human beings. People have their beliefs for a whole lot of reasons, some of them rational, maybe some of them not.
Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate the call, Stephanie. Look, we just need to listen to each other. Doesn't mean we always have to agree. I'm not going to give in on what facts are, but we do have to listen to one another if we want to try to get this country back on track.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Step on up and enjoy what's on tap today. Local talk about the Valley and all of Wisconsin. In fact, it's on tap every day. This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matner in for Kristen Rye. Greg Bach with me in studio. Calvin is on the board. You can check in at 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Just a reminder as well, coming up at 11:50, Waukesha Mayor Sean Riley is going to be joining us. There is going to be a memorial this afternoon. It is the two-year anniversary of the attack against the Waukesha Parade. So the mayor will be here to explain what's going to happen. There are going to be some road closures a little bit later in downtown Waukesha. Right now, though, we are going to give you veto power. We're just a couple of days away from Thanksgiving. You have veto power to veto any Thanksgiving side dish. We just want you to justify it. So what would it be? 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. What Thanksgiving side dish should be vetoed and why? Cindy, we're so glad you're calling back. Cindy from Wausau is on the line. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Great, thank you. So you texted yesterday, correct?
Yes.
And you have feelings about gravy.
Gravy is the devil's juice. It is the devil's juice, most definitely. Yeah.
Is this applicable to all gravy?
I'm an anti-gravier, I have found. I'm willing to get t-shirts to say that.
The anti-gravy party?
Absolutely. I'm president of that.
So you're not MAGA, Make America Gravy Again?
Oh, hell no.
Okay. So Cindy, the thing is that you're coming really hard in the paint on this one. I have to know, what is the history of why are you so food coding phobic?
Where did gravy hurt you, Cindy?
Well, let me lay down here and assume the position so I can talk.
Okay. Should I be charging you $250 an hour for this?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. All right. I expect the bill in the mail. I grew up with a mother and family members that make gravy that is gray and chunky, flavorless, and gelatinous.
Oh.
Are you English?
I have English heritage, yes.
It speaks a lot about that. Okay, yeah.
Gray is bad.
Yeah.
Food should never be gray.
No,
that's never a promising sign.
Gray, bland, and chunky? I don't know. That just
So you have a history of gravy trauma.
I do. I am deep-seated gravy trauma.
Okay. So
absolutely.
Thank you for opening up and sharing that with us, Cindy. Now, this is about, have you ever been curious about other gravies? Even like going to the store and buying a pre-made gravy that you know that had the right spices, seasoning, salts, flavor, the whole nine yards. It's going to be, you know, your family has come nowhere near this gravy. Have you ever been curious on other forms of gravy that might, like, revive you?
I am gravy curious.
Gravy curious is good.
This is called progress.
That's a step in the right direction,
all
Cindy.
Right.
We'll get you there.
I have found that I prefer the term enhancing sauce.
I think that's what the baseball players were doing back in the 90s, too, to hit those home runs. They were taking enhancing sauce.
We'll go with enhancing sauce, Cindy.
Okay, so Cindy, so here's the deal. So you're doing Thanksgiving this year. Are you cooking? Are you going somewhere? Are you celebrating at all? Has gravy scarred you so hard you don't even recognize turkey-based holidays?
My boyfriend and I are hosting.
Okay.
He has made an enhancing sauce.
Perfect.
Nice.
Perfect.
To show how much I have healed and grown as a enhancing sauce connoisseur now.
Okay.
I have bought him a cat puking gravy boat.
Oh, God.
Okay. All right.
To serve it in.
90 degree turn to weird. All right, cool.
Their taste testing has to happen before it is served to get final approval, of course.
Sure, sure.
Well, I mean, clearly, other people can have the gravy. You just don't have to have it. Like, if you don't like it, that doesn't mean it goes away. Sorry, enhancement sauce.
Enhancing sauce, absolutely. And to each his own gravy.
Yeah,
for sure.
Now, I have a question for you, another question. This is fascinating. I don't know about you, Jane, but I am in this. I don't care if anyone else contacts us. I want to just talk to Cindy for the rest of the day. I don't mean to spoil anything, but if you ever go to New York and you get spaghetti or a pasta-based dish, they call their sauces gravy.
Ooh.
Did I just ruin pasta for you?
You might have. I'm feeling a little like I need to pull in a little bit today.
They put red enhancing sauce on there. Better?
Well, see, that's when you word it that way, yeah. It does open the possibilities up.
You're keeping an open mind, Cindy
from Wausau. I just want you to know, I feel better just knowing that you're out there listening.
You're keeping an open mind and you're exposing yourself to new things. This is what life's all about, Cindy.
You are my kind of people, Cindy. Yeah. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Would you report back in the...
Come eat with us.
Oh, well then, Wausau, invite your mayor, Katie Rosenberg, and we'll all have ourselves a time.
That'd be a ball. Thank you. Thank you so much, Cindy. Have a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving. 844-967-2789. 844-96.
Party.
You have veto power. Which Thanksgiving side dish should be vetoed? If you feel as strongly as Cindy does, please call in and defend your decision. We have a couple of texts listening in Green Bay on WGBW. I would veto squash. Yuck.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of squash. It's just nothing to me.
It's a butter delivery system.
Yeah, it's just...
Right? Because you use butter and cinnamon?
Yeah, I just say, who cares about it? I'm bored. Jettison squash.
I could go without squash, although, I do love butter.
I mean, luckily you have biscuits, you have potatoes, you can have a lot of things that get that butter to your face.
From a listener from the listening here on WAUK, sweet potato casserole, the consistency along with the overly sweet taste, blech. I agree with you, and I think the downfall for sweet potato casserole is marshmallows. Marshmallows are useless. Marshmallows are bad couch stuffing that are squishy.
Tell me how you really feel, Jane.
With a slightly sweet taste.
I would say if you're going to go to the length to make a sweet potato casserole, just make a sweet potato pie. Make it simple. There's a sweetness there, some graininess there. It's super delicious. I'd rather have that than a pumpkin pie, but they're not super available. You got to usually make them by yourself.
Right.
But yeah, no sweet potato casserole. That's just weird.
It's just,
in fact, if anything, it's ruining the nutritious enhancements of a sweet potato by shoving it full of sugar and marshmallow and all that stuff. Blech, give me a sweet potato pie any day.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. You have veto power over Thanksgiving Day side dishes. Martha from Madison. Good morning, Martha. What's got to go?
Good morning. It would have to be green bean casserole. As you said before, no food should ever be gray, so that great gravy soup mixture that goes in the green bean casserole, that's a no for me, hard no, and I'm not like Cindy, I'm not open to it.
You're never going back to green bean casserole.
I've never even tried it. It cannot get onto my plate. Like, just the visual of it is so disgusting to me that it can't be on my side of the table.
It joins the family of one of the most odious abominations ever, which is the creamed food stuff with cream corn or cream peas. Green bean casserole is usually got a cream sauce.
Well, it's a cream of mushroom soup is what you use.
No, thank you.
All right, then. Martha, Greg agrees with you. Thank you so much for calling 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Texter from the 541. When you're in Wisconsin, you have to have cranberry sauce, jellied and whole, but I can do without the green bean casserole.
Yeah.
And I don't mind green bean casserole.
I'll take the cranberries, whether they're hand done or whether it's plopping out of a can.
You have to have the nice natural tin ridges.
Exactly.
Around the
and
jelly.
You gotta cut them.
Cranberry.
We're getting a lot of text too. Holy cow. People have got opinions.
Check in 844-967-2789. Rob from Port Edwards, our friend. Good morning, Rob. What has got to go? What are you vetoing at the Thanksgiving table this year?
You realize I'm going to have to go into the witness protection plan for this comment here, but anything cranberry, I've endured for well over 60 years, the cranberry relish, the cranberry jellied stuff out of the can, the stuff mixed with the orange bits and on and on and on. And I'm in the cranberry capital of the world, and I'll be probably firebombed later.
We'll keep it on the down low, Rob. Yeah, no, we won't tell anybody.
Your secret's safe with us, Rob. Just leave your last name, your social security number, and your credit card information. You'll be fine.
Yeah. Last word, Rick. Take care. Have a wonderful day.
You as well, sir.
Have a great Thanksgiving, Rob. Thank you so much. 844-967-2789. 844-96.
Party.
Mark from the SAC checking in, listening on WMDX in Madison. Gravy, a good gravy, is great. Slathered over stuffing, turkey, and mashed potatoes can't be beat. Mm. Made with turkey drippings and giblets is the way to go.
I'm getting hungry now. Getting hungry.
I do. Gravy and stuffing is gravy one of the most wonderful things on the planet.
This year, I'm going to really try to stay away from the appetizers of the house on Thursday because I want to be able to enjoy some Thanksgiving dinner, not just like, you know, I've eaten 2 pounds of hummus.
Right. Yeah. All the cheese and the crackers and all that stuff. And then when it comes to the big stuff, you're full already. Cindy, again, checking in from Wausau. She is going to start a support group for people who have been traumatized by anything gray and gelatinous.
Okay.
There's a need.
There's a need.
There is a need.
With an open mind like Cindy. Cindy, do us a favor, too. After this Thanksgiving, if you could text us next Monday, give us a report back on your enhanced sauce, your enhancing sauce
enhancing
experience.
Sauce. I like enhancing sauce. Other than that, I don't think there's really any. I mean, again, I'm not a big turkey fan.
I was hoping someone was going to say, like, every year my Aunt Bertha makes
Dupamoosh.
Oh, wow. That just came out of your face quick.
It's a joke from Will Durst.
Oh, Will Durst.
Yes.
Oh, we went to the same high school.
Waukesha native.
Went to the same high school.
He did a whole bit about Aunt Vera's Dupamoosh. And no one could ever identify what it was made out of.
Exactly.
And she brought it every year. And it would sit there and everyone would try to move it around a little bit. So you wouldn't hurt Aunt Vera's feelings.
No one said turkey.
No one has said turkey.
Because I know people who are like, I don't like turkey. I do ham or I do a chicken. Like they'll do like a special kind of like deep fried chicken or that kind of thing. Calvin, what about you? What's a side that just got to go? Adios.
I in consensus with Martha, green bean casserole gotta go.
Get it out of here.
Man, I like it with the little. Onion crunchy things on
more,
top.
More for you.
More
then.
For me.
More for you then.
All right. And finally, from Stevens Point, listening on WFHR, sweet potatoes. Psh, that's got my vote.
Blocked and reported. They're delicious.
It's an entirely, there's no wrong answer, Greg.
There is a wrong answer.
There's no wrong answer. Coming up, the mayor of Waukesha, Sean Riley, is going to be joining us. There is a memorial this afternoon. Today is the 2-year anniversary of the attack on the Waukesha Christmas Parade. It's really a really beautiful memorial. So we're going to talk to the mayor about who sculpted that and all the events and how you can take part. If you're here in Waukesha, there are going to be some road closures as well that you're going to want to be aware of. So please stay close. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Turkey, stuff it in my turkey. Take a Furby, stuff it in my turkey. A tofurkey, stuff it in my turkey. A tiny turkey, stuff it in my turkey. Stuff my turkey all night long. Sing the turkey stuffing song. Take a baguette, stuff it in my turkey. A chia pet, stuff it in my turkey. Floppy diskette, stuff it in my turkey. A clarinet, stuff it in my turkey. Stuff my turkey all night long. Stuff it in my turkey. Some now and later. Stuff it in my turkey. I shake a waiter. Stuff it in my turkey. I shake a waiter. Stuff it in my turkey. Stuff my turkey all night long. Sing the turkey stuff.
93.5 The Tap, the Devil's Advocates radio show.
I'm not even clear from conflicting headlines whether or not Robin Voss has the cojones to move forward with impeachment against Megan Wolf. Why would he do such a thing? You know, just a couple of weeks after he said he wasn't going to do such a thing. Well, he's been threatened, huh? By what? A group headed by his primary opponent, Adam Steed.
The Devil's Advocates radio show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Maybe we'll have a cookie trade.
I like that idea. I like that a lot.
We'll eat them while we're on the show.
Because everyone loves listening to people on the radio eat.
Calvin, what's your favorite cookie?
Shout out to my mom's. She makes these sour cream cookies around Christmas time, and they're really good.
My mouth just watered.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Thank you so much for joining us. If you are listening in Amory on WLAK or on the Eagle in La Crosse on WLCX, thank you so much for being with us. Greg Bach is with me in studio. Calvin is on the board, and you can always check in if you want to call or text at 844-967-2789. Somber moment. And I'm really grateful that you were able to join us. Waukesha Mayor Sean Riley is on the phone with us. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
And I really appreciate you making time for this. I know you've got a really busy day today. Today, tragically, is the two-year anniversary of the attack on the Waukesha Parade. So tell us about today's memorial. What's going to happen, Mayor Riley, and how can people get involved?
Sure. So at 4:39, which is the time that the tragedy started, I guess. We're going to be right down at the Five Points to dedicate our first memorial right on Main Street. We're expecting quite a few people, many of the people who were impacted by the parade tragedy, but also just the public who supports and is trying to help people heal. So there'll be a program. I'm expecting it to be about a half an hour. We'll have Sherry Sparks and Taylor Coolidge are going to be both be speaking. They both lost people in the parade tragedy. And we'll have I'll be speaking and police and fire chief. So it's for me, it's a somber time. But I think it's very necessary to help people heal. And that's what I'm expecting. I'm expecting there to be grief, but also healing.
I know, Mayor Riley, that Healing Hearts and the United for Waukesha Resiliency Center are also going to be there. And I would imagine that that's been a great resource for people over the last couple of years, Healing Hearts especially.
Definitely. There's no question. So, you know, one of the things I've learned through all this is mental health is very, very important for people. When you go through a trauma like this, and it's not just the people who lost a family member, it's the people who witnessed it. It was the people who are injured too. You know, if you think you're having a problem, get the help. And through the Healing Hearts and Waukesha Resiliency Center, you can get that help for free. So if you think you're having any type of issues, if you're not sleeping, if you have a lot of grief, contact them. They'll be down there and you can set up like a a meeting in the future with him too.
Waukesha Mayor Sean Riley is joining us talking about today's memorial that will be happening at 4:39 p.m. at the Five Points intersection in downtown Waukesha. Let's talk a little bit about this memorial, Mayor, because it's, I think it's just beautiful.
It is. It is. I don't know if you've seen, there's going to be an inscription on it too, which I think really says a lot also.
I have it.
Our Parade Memorial Commission has worked really hard on making these memorials really something that speaks to the community. I do have the inscription in front of me if you want.
Absolutely, please.
Sure. Like a ribbon woven, we are stronger together. One ribbon representing the victims, one ribbon representing all that were affected. Looking through an open heart upon the city, a symbol of healing and strength. In tragedy, our community unites. Dedicated to those who lost their lives, were injured, and all who were touched by the tragedy at the Waukesha Christmas Parade.
That's so beautiful. It really is. And in conjunction with this beautiful memorial that's in the shape of a heart that you can see through, and it's got the two ribbons on either side, it's really, really lovely. And I just applaud you, Mayor Riley, and all the residents of Waukesha and all the organizations and businesses that came together after this happened. It really has been impressive to see the community and surrounding communities come together.
Yeah, I mean, there's no question. The support that the Waukesha community has received from right around here, but even throughout the state, throughout the nation, and throughout the world is truly amazing. I do want to say that the Waukesha Parade Memorial Commission was people who were deeply impacted by it. Those were the members. There was two elected officials, two alder people on that commission, but it was very purposeful to have the commission create the memorials, decide what was on there. So it's very organic. It wasn't like the city government deciding what was going to be done.
Yeah, right.
It was other people who were really impacted.
Well,
so
I
like that.
Yeah, definitely. That's just wonderful. Well, I hope it is a wonderfully healing ceremony this afternoon at 4:39, Five Corners in downtown Waukesha. Mayor Riley, there are going to be some road closures starting a little bit later on. Is that correct?
Yeah, you won't be able to drive through the Five Points. I don't know when it starts. It may be on our website. I probably should have looked into that.
No worries.
I would say about an hour before, you will not be able to drive through the Five Points, but there are parking ramps, two of them downtown. So if you can't find parking, there should be parking in both of the ramps. The one is across the river near City Hall. It's about a four block walk. And then there's also one right off of Wisconsin Avenue. And you can get into it through Main Street, but also through through Wisconsin Avenue. And that has a lot of spots too. So if you're worried about parking, either one of those should work.
Waukesha Mayor Sean Riley, thank you so very much for taking time out for us, Mayor.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Stay with us. Coming up next, we have the news at noon, followed up by the Todd Albaugh Show. Thank you, Calvin. Thank you, Greg Bach. Thank you to all of you who listened and called and texted in today. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow morning starting at 10 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
From Lake Wissota State Park and the Pablo Center, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown. 93.5, The Tap. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
The Devil's
People's Advocates Radio Show.
Chris from Middleton, welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
I'm a Democrat. I totally agree that there's been too much corporate influence probably in the Democratic Party. I liked how Bernie talked about economic issues, and I agree we need more of that. But I don't think we can also afford to shy away from the identity politics. In fact, we got to lean into the identity politics and not be shy about it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W22 ADP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.